more time.
Yeah, I've done it. I'm good. Yes.
Yeah.
How about you? You've got to do Marmonstein. For him.
Shanas Yaakov Tzolov Samecho B'roysom Yachad Cheles Mordechai. What's the whole Simcha Purim? We saw B'roysom Yachad Cheles Mordechai Tshuosom Hoyisol Netzach. The Tshuah of Purim is L'Netzach, it's forever. B'tikvosom Chol Dovodoy. Every single year, every single generation, still B'tikvosom, there's a tremendous tikva, tremendous hope. Loidia shekol koyvecha lo yevoishu. Kol koyvecha, anybody who is mekavel Hashem, lo yevoishu, he'll never be embarrassed. Lo yekomu lo netzach kol achoysin boch. Anybody who trusts in the Rebbeinu Shloilom, just have to trust in the Rebbeinu Shloilom. This morning when I came out to Megillah, I thought to myself, really that Yesod says Beferish in Megillah itself. Why? So you have to be mekavel Hashem. You have to turn towards the Rebbeinu Shem. If you turn towards the Rebbeinu Shem, everything's all right. It says this in the Megillah. Vayoyim haMelech tzlu alav. The Melech, the Rebbeinu Shem says tzlu alav. The ikis be toil on him. The ikis be toil on the Rebbeinu Shem. If you toil on the Rebbeinu Shem, vayoyim haMelech tzlu alav, then you have Yeshua. Till you say tzlu alav, till you toil on the Rebbeinu Shem, it's not Yeshua. But once you say tzlu alav, then it's all right. Kol kivecha leivoyishu leikom leesach alakayisim bach. This morning I wanted to discuss or look into three different sides of Purim and then to try and explain why those three are all the same. In Shanas Yaakov says, Leidia shekol kivecha leivoyishu lekom leesach alakayisim bach. So it seems the ik of Purim is mechazikim betochen. That's what Purim's about. Strengthening your betochen in the Rebbeinu Shem. That's what the Yontov Purim is about, betochen. Then there's another part of Purim, which when I spoke here on Purim once before, I mentioned this vod, the Angefallene vod, Ken Zayin, some emes in it, that Purim's the only Yontov which is on two different days. The Klal Yisrael split. Every other Yontov is the same for everybody. Purim is the only Yontov which isn't on the same day. For some people it's on Yudalad Adar, and others it's Tesvov. And yet Purim is meant to be the Yontov of Achdus. Surely that's the worst thing. If you want Achdus, at least have the Yontov on the same day. Why do you have it on two different days? Some people keep it Yudalad, some people keep it Tesvov. And I thought the answer is as follows. Achdus means complete tolerance, complete acceptance. An acceptance that somebody else is allowed to do it his way. And his way isn't the wrong way. And your way is not the right way. You're right and he's right. If we have Yontov on Yudalad and somebody else has it on Tesvov, it's fine. He's celebrating Purim on the right day for him, Tesvov. And I'm doing it on the right day for me, it's Yudalad. Because Purim is all about Achdus. Purim is all about Mishlech, Monas Ishnareyu, Matonis Levyoinim, thinking about other people. Another part of Purim. There's Betochen and there's Achdus. But then there's a third part, which seems to be completely mysterious. A cotton is Potem Akolamitzvus. Why? He has no Das. Das is the most precious thing for a person to have. And then you have a sif in Shulchan Aruch, and it comes from the Gemara. Chayiv inish lebesumet bepuria, ad lo yoda bein oro homo nebaruch mordechai. You're meant to get drunk, you're meant to have alcohol, till when? Till the point where you don't know the difference between Orohom and Baruch Mordechai. What does that mean? How could there possibly be any mila at all in the human being becoming drunk? Drunk is terrible. It's a terrible thing if your mind's not clear. One of the greatest brochas which we beg the Rebbein Shem for is that our mind should always stay clear. Al tashichein lei zikna, you don't want chalila to have the dementia leilenu, to not be clear in your mind. The best thing is to have a clear mind. So mehecha teisa should be a mitzvah on Purim of lebesuma bepuria adu lo yoda beor homo baruch motcha when a person's confused. So I suggested, I'm first going to tell you last year's pshat and then this year's pshat. One of the new pshat in this year, that was Mechadish. Last year I said, Ad lo yodim in orhom roch modcha means clarity. The tachlis is to be so clear that you understand everything is either Rotz Hashem or it's not Rotz Hashem. Either it's orhom on a baruch modcha, there's nothing in between. Ad lo yodim bein orhom on a baruch modcha, there's nothing else. Either it's orhom on, it's a bad thing to do, or it's baruch modcha, it's the good thing to do. The only thing that matters in a person's life is to be clear, what does the Rebbein Shem want? On Purim, we're able to become so filled with simcha and so close to the Rebbein Shloilom that we have clear in our mind what's Orhom and what's Baruch Mordechai, and there's nothing in between. Ad lo yod bin Orhom and Baruch Mordechai. But now I want to be mechadish a different yisoid of Ad lo yod. What's Orhom? What does it mean, Orhom? Orhom means leganois maisim roim. To see that negative things are negative, to face the truth, that bad is bad. That's Orohomon. And what's Baruch Mordechai? Baruch Mordechai means when you see somebody's a tzaddik, you mshabeach him. You see somebody else did a wonderful thing, you see Menachem Doyle made the start your day, you see special people around, you see Bali Ches, you see Bali Toiva, and you feel inside yourself a little bit of reluctance to give them the credit they deserve. No, Baruch Mordechai. You have to say Baruch Mordechai. What's Adela Yodam in Orhom Baruch Mordechai? Both Orohom and Baruch Mordechai come with a very serious downside. In Orohom there's a downside, because when you criticize, when you find negative things in other people, even if they're deserved, you first of all stop seeing chesroness in yourself that you need to be misaken, and worse, you become a balgaiva. You become full of pride. Pride, I'm not like the Rosha, I'm not like Homon. Homon, Eloch HaGashlechta, man, she's a terrible person. I'm not like those people. You never talk in davening. You see all those people, they talk in davening the whole time. Or they walk in and out of the Mesmedish and they can't sit still. And you stay on your place, you never wander around. And you say, oh, those are terrible, terrible people. And you're right, there is a chesaron in what they're doing. But is this making you into a horrible person too? Is this making you into Balgaiva? So Orhom has got a very big bad downside. And Baruch Mordechai is a bad massive nesoyin. What's the nesoyin of Baruch Mordechai? Kina. The person says, if I'm praising him for being such an amazing person, doing so much chesed and doing so many good things, then what about me? Compared to him, I'm not really anything special at all. The goal in Chayvin Shabbosim Bepuri Ad Lo Yodim in Orohom Baruch Mordechai may be that we're meant to come to a matzav of Tikkun Amidus. That's what Purim is for. It's Tikkun Amidus. Tikkun Amidus, where you don't become a balgaiva from criticizing Rishoyim for being Rishoyim. And you don't fill your heart with jealousy by forcing yourself somehow to give a praise to a person who deserves a praise. No, you can do both. Ad lo yodim in Orohom Baruch Mordechai, where both Orohom and Baruch Mordechai, both of them, you're able to handle. You can cope with both of them without a big challenge, because you've been misak in the middos. How is that the avodah of Purim? What's it got to do with you? So perhaps one can explain as follows. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Hodo kiblua b'mei HaShveirush. What's the Hodo kiblua b'mei HaShveirush? Gzeiras Homon was quite a mysterious Gzeira. really came about through a very, very strange process. It looks to us when we hear the Megillah this morning that there's this Goyish lady, she's called Vashti, and she's tzniistic. And her tznius, her unwillingness to show off her beauty, her tznius, causes her to lose her head, causes her to be executed. She's killed because of that. And not only that, but through that, there's a mishtach hashveirosh, and through that, there's a gzeira because nen mesuras hashveirosh. So the whole tzora for Klal Yisrael came about through Vashti's tznius. The Vashti was a tznua. She's unwilling to give in to her husband. Probably she knew that this would anger him, might infuriate him, might even cause her loss of life. But she's willing to be meisa nefesh, what for tznius. And because of that, there's a kitruk. There's a kitruk on Klal Yisrael. Nenu mesuras hachashveirosh. What was wrong with mesuras hachashveirosh? If you have to go, you have to go. You've got to go to a suit, you've got to go to a suit. It's diplomacy. For diplomacy, you have to give in to a lot of things. Keep the peace. Say your shalom bayis. Shalom bayis, you do things for your wife you don't want to do. She does things for you she doesn't want to do. Shalom bayis. She thinks shalom bayis. There's shalom bayis and then a government as well. The government tells you to do something, you've got to do it. I read once a tshuva in Igus Moshe. Somebody I knew, Rabbi Chin Zechen Avrocha, was the Rav of McKeesport in Pennsylvania. And he had the following big shaila. His shaila was, President Kennedy was assassinated. And they wanted to put up a statue in McKeesport. And they got all the churches and the Havdol shuls to join together. They should contribute towards the statue of President Kennedy. He's been assassinated. So he asked Rav Moshe, is he allowed to do it? There's a whole problem, make a statue, not poshut. It's a big problem to make a statue of a human being. What's someone say? Because that is sholem, shem eivor, to find a heter, to be makel. So lots of things you do because of shem eivor, and not to cause danger to Klal Yisrael. So going to Suras HaChashveirosh, maybe it's not so poshut. But the gzeira was because of nenu Suras HaChashveirosh. They enjoyed it. If you have to do something you don't want to do, or you know it's not quite correct, but you're forced to do it, we're forced to do it. But nenum sechachesh already means that you're adopting the goyisha way of life. You're already feeling comfortable with that spiritually hostile environment. That's no good. Nenum sechachesh. So what's the tikkun for that? The time of Matan Torah. He didn't say Nasa Mishma. And straight off that says, Vayisiyatsu v'sachtas ha'ol kopalei v'sarki gigis. So I want to say a very simple teretz, that the steer I said, Nasa Mishma is very good. I mean, Nasa Mishma means I'm willing to do it. I promise, I'm going to do it. So the Benishim says it's not enough. Kopalei v'sarki gigis. You have to actually do it l'maisa. In lav shamte kuraskam. You've got to carry things through. It's not enough to have good intentions. Often we have good intentions. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. It doesn't happen the ma'isa. Kofle masaki gigis. Here, this man, Modcha ve'Esther, there's tremendous yerida in Klal Yisrael. What's the yerida from? I think the yerida is from the fact that Golos is about to end. 7 years Golos Bovel is a fixed number of years, already been fixed, how long Golos Bovel is going to last for. And now we're just coming to the end. It's coming to the end, and that's why Kelim Kelim Shoinim, we had this model of Nigelas Eichonigen, Kelim Kelim Shoinim, they used Kelim Esimigdash. Why? Because Achashverosh thought, this is it, there's no more return to Yerushalayim, there's no more Binyan HaBayis, it's all finished. At the time when you're expecting something to happen, it hasn't happened yet, you're tremendously nervous, you're tremendously excited, and you're likely to be terribly disappointed if something doesn't come on time. 40 days after Moshe Rabbeinu went to Har Sinai, he's about to come back, he's not back yet. We're very, very nervous. Where's Moshe? What's happened to him? Because of that was a Chet HaEgel. So here as well, it's the same bechina as Chet HaEgel. The Nenu Mesuras HaChashveirosh is because it looks like it's 70 years ago up and we're not going back to Eretz Yisrael and the Golos is going on and on and on. We can't take it anymore. So at that point, There's tremendous vulnerability, a tremendous weakness in Klal Yisrael, the Nenim Sirsach HaShverish. What's the tikkun? Hasaras Tabas. What Hasaras Tabas does to Klal Yisrael, it returns us to where we really are. It brings out the real person. Amalek, we all know, specializes in refrigeration techniques. His job is refrigeration. What's refrigeration? Cool it. You know, today you say, you want something to relax, you say, I want to chill. Oh, it looks so cool. It's such a cool place to go. So what you really mean is Amalek. It's an Amalek place to go. It means to chill. It means Amalek. Krius, coldness. When Klal Yisrael nenu Mesir Sachashverish, that's a sign of Krius. To make us do tshuva, to make us get back on track again, we need the Asaras Tabas. We need the Amalek to come along. The Amalek coming along can make it clear to us this isn't Klal Yisrael. Kof aleim esar kegigis. Kodesh Baruch Hu, kegigis is a barrel of wine, by the way. In Yonder Yom, kof aleim esar kegigis. Chodo kiblu mech ha-shverish. It's the same bechina. What is this kof aleim esar kegigis? Kodesh Baruch Hu is making it very clear the Torah is demanding as well. There's a demand. The krirus from mitzvahs was what Haman said. Haman said, "Yeshnoi am echon befusim feri ben amin." The Gemara Megillah Gimel on Beis says, "Yeshnoi yoshnim hamitzvus." He says one, two things. He says, "Yoshnim hamitzvus, yeshnoi am echon," and the other is when Achashverosh argues to Haman, "You better not start up with them because they got big tzaddikim." It's v'rabbonon. Haman answers back, "Am echon heim." They're one nation. What does he mean with their one nation? They're one nation, and therefore the fact that you have tzaddikim doesn't help. Because what about the rest of Klal Yisrael? What about the rest of Klal Yisrael? Yoshnim ha-mitzvah. He doesn't say they're not frum. He doesn't say they're off the derech. He says they're frum. They keep mitzvahs. They keep mitzvahs in a half-hearted way, without enough enthusiasm and excitement. That's where I have Purim. Purim is about excitement. Purim is about getting all hyper. Getting away from the chill, away from the coldness, away from the krius and mitzvahs. Instead, we're hyper, we're very excited. And it's am echot heim. There's matanos lev yoinim. There's shnachmonos. There's am echot heim. We show we're am echot heim. We're am echot heim. Then we're back to matan Torah. Then that's the king of a kiblu. Because how did we become the am echot? We became am echot through am echot. We became the Eden of Nasa v'nishma because there was a yichan sham yisroel eged ahor. Because we were one. So the whole yontav of Purim revolves around those two things. About getting rid of the krirus, getting rid of the coldness, and the am echot heim, becoming one. And then there's the third factor. The third factor is the bitochen in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that enables us, like we said, l'hoidia shekol kevecha lo yevoi shelo yekol munetzach kol ha-choysen boch. Lika is to be choysen boch. Lika is to have optimism. To always be optimistic. Say, this year is going to be better than last. This Purim is going to be the best Purim I've ever had in my life. Shekol kevecha lo yevoi shelo tlu alov. Yoyim ha-melech tlu alov. Bitoil on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This Purim is going to be the best Purim. This year is going to be the best year. This year, more besuras tovus than ever before. Kol kevecha lo yevoishu. And how are you makayim this? You makayim this tachlis through the chayvin shubsum prat lo yod menohar moch modchai. When the midas of the person are masukan, and how are they masukan? How does kin of a sinner get eliminated? Only with that. Madreika of Dveikus Bashem, the Kol Kevecha Lo Yevoi Shelo Yekol Munetzach Kol Ha-Choysen Boch. When a person has this attachment to Rebbein Shel Olam, then he can get rid of the kin of a sinner. So it's not so hard for him to say Baruch Mordechai anymore. He can say, you're great, you're fantastic. Every single person here is fantastic. Everyone is great. And really mean it. And they understand then that all the criticism, all the negativity, should only be reserved for Arahomon, only for Amalek, only for Krius and Yiddishkeit, not for anything else. In all other places we've gone the Kafskus, in all other places we find goodness. Now I wanted to finish with something I just saw last night here. It says in Shas Yaakov, "V'gam charvoyno zochel atoiv." So I saw it brings from Divrei Shmuel, the Slonimer. He says, "Purim uzman hashpoes gedolos." Purim is the time of Hashpoas Gedolos, tremendous Hashpoas. Me'azmanim analim b'yoyis, it's the highest of all times. Yesh b'purim in yonim gevoyim o yoyisim Shabbos Kodesh. Omrim ha-Shabbos b'rachtim e'kala yomim e'kidashtim kala zmanim. Ach b'purim yesh madrega miyuchedes shiyochoy kol ish v'ish l'iskav l'kdusha. The special thing about Purim is, there's a special madrega about Purim, that every single Yid can come close to Kedusha, va'afilu mishu v'b'chinas charvoyno, hanik ha-rosha b'gmora. The Gemara says, charvoyno was a rosha. V'ne b'koyach ha'oras Purim, gam charvoyno zochel ha-toiv tomid, ha-toiv nechnas boy. On Purim, it's shach, even charvoyno, even a rosha, gam charvoyno zochel ha-toiv. Charvoyno was a rosha. He was one of the advisors there of Achashverosh. Russia, and it says with gam charvoyno zochel atoiv. So in Purim, even the most negative person, even the person who you find hardest to get along with or most impossible to forgive, even such a person is zochel atoiv, because that's Purim. Those are three in Yom Purim which are really one: the bitochin, the rebbeinu shloilam, the achdus, and the bittel of kin of a sinner, which comes through the chayv and shlubsum bepuria. Afreilichem Purim.
Okay.